Well, I tell you one thing for sure. God is faithful. And he's going to do what he said he's going to do. More grace to you. Thank you. Apologize for being on here tonight. Not going to hold you long at all. Just want to share with you something that the Spirit of God dealt with me very, very, very strong on. And I want you to make sure, again, as you know, we have prayer in the morning at 6 a.m. We're praying and we're believing God. But I just think that you need to pay attention to something. Again, faith cometh by what? Hearing. And you hear, H-E-A-R, with your E-A-R. You hear with your ear, right? And so what you need to do is you need to really plug into God, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, here it is. At the beginning of this week, the Spirit of God said, pray for America. I didn't know this storm was coming. I wasn't studying that, but I went back and looked over some prophecies that the Lord gave me, and the Lord told me that the hurricane season was going to start bad, and if it is going to get bad, starting on September the 24th, I mean, I have it jotted down here in my notes. I'm saying all that to say to you all, it is not just because I'm a prophet, but it is that private time that I spend with the Lord. And a lot of people say, I want to win Private Con pray, because I see Private Con here, I see Private Con there. But the scripture declares that if you see me praying, that's my reward. It is what thou doest in secret that will cause heaven to reward you openly. I want to challenge all of you to really, really, really increase your prayer life. The Lord spoke to us and told us to pray for President Biden. Remember, I told you all that. I said, pray for him. And I said, pray for him because I say something is going on. And there's even some talks about him, about Kamala Harris being the president. I'm not saying it's going to manifest, but I'm saying that is the conversation that's going to be had. And right now they're on the news because he asks for a report. He asks for somebody in Congress who's been dead since August. And they say, uh-oh, what's going on? Is the president losing it? I'm telling you that we need to pray for Biden and you need to pray for Clinton. Something concerning the Clintons is going to be in the news not long from now. I'm talking about, I see, and I don't believe it's Hillary. I believe it's Bill. It could be Hillary. But I'm telling you that the Clinton family needs the prayers of the righteous. But God spoke to us at the beginning of this week and said, what? Get in prayer. Cover this nation. Cover America. And I didn't know that there was a storm out on the ocean. So I'm telling you now, we need to increase our prayers. It is the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous that does what? Availeth much. So I'm asking you right now to increase your prayer life. Come up higher. We're praying in the morning at 6 a.m. And I want to say something to you. You need to get a burden for prayer. That's right. You need to instill prayer in your children. You need to wake up. If you got children, you should wake up and pray with your kids. You should go to bed praying with your family. Amen. Your children should be taught a scripture every day. Amen. You're taking territory. Amen. Mike Murdoch said battle is the seed for territory. You're supposed to take over your territory. You're in charge of your home. Now, you got beautiful children. You got a beautiful family. How many of them know the word? How many of them are praying? Are you teaching them? Are you training them up? Because let me tell you something. We got some dark days ahead for us. As a matter of fact, at the beginning of the year, by New Year's, I'm going to have a book out dealing with the secrets of America, what's coming to America. I'm going to do a whole book on it. I'm going to focus on America specifically, and that book will be ready by New Year's. And I'm telling you that if there's ever been a time where you needed to plug into God, that time is now. And you need to give yourself to intercession, and give yourself the prayer. And I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. we are not ignorant of his devices. So I'm telling you right now that we need to increase our prayer life. You, right now on this phone, you need to pray in the spirit like you've never prayed before. And I want to say this to you. You are being tested. I've challenged all of you, all right, to tap into God and to pray from the perspective that you are a child of the covenant. You're a covenant child. Amen. You receive the benefits of that covenant. Hallelujah. Walk in it. Change it. Call those things that be not as though they were. I'm commanding you to call in increase and doors of opportunity and unusual favor. Are you listening to me? I am so led by the Spirit. I don't mean this in a bragging way, but I am a very led by the Spirit man. You know, I have so many invitations to go to Africa, to go to China, amen, to go to Barbados and all these other countries. And I'm waiting. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting. Because I know God has a set time. Are you listening to me? And I want to say that to each and every one of you. God has a set time. Amen. Someone came to me the other day about them going somewhere. And I felt that release. But you understand. But I'm talking about just me personally. That there's a set time. I see God about what to wear. I see God about where to go. I see God about conversations that I'm having. I'm finding myself examining myself even more. Okay, the Bible says, but let a man examine himself. Watch this. And not see if he's saved, but see if he's in the faith. You listening? See, some of you are saved, but you're not in faith. And you need to examine yourself on a daily basis and see if you are in faith. Because whatsoever is not of faith, Romans, the Bible declares, whatever is not of faith, it is also sin. So when you don't trust God with your children, when you don't trust them with your family, when you don't trust them with your finance, when you don't trust them with your relationship, your future, amen, you're not in faith. So I'm going to challenge you to increase your prayer life. Let it not just be a conversation that I'm having, all right? I need you to increase your prayer life. I need you to pray like never before. I mean, tap into God, press into God, hold on to the horns of the altar. Hela man kala mandala bo sutulele beshe. Andele me kiala la mandala la masai. I need you to press into God, hold on to God. With everything that's in you, with every fiber of your being, pray in the spirit, all right? We're praying in the morning at 6 o'clock, but I'm telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost, that you're going to need insight and revelation so that you don't miss it. You know, I'm just praying and talking to God today about some things, and the Lord began to share with me even more. Some things that are getting ready to happen. Told me to pray. He told me to pray against a train wreck. He said because there was a train wreck coming that was going to leave more than 40 people dead. I mean, God gave me the number. He said it's going to be more. He said the enemy is after over 40 people's lives. Okay? He said, so pray. Pray against train wrecks. He told me that we're going to hear Russian war talk intensify going into the holiday season. He told me there would be unusual changes to Washington by January. He said there's an earthquake coming that's going to rattle a seacoast city on a historic level. And he told me this is going to happen. It's just around the corner. Then he told me next year to pray because there's going to be protests in the summer of 2023. He also said to me that a mall was going to collapse, and I didn't know what that meant, but I saw a mall collapse in the news. I'm just telling you that when you spend time with him and pray in the Holy Ghost, build yourself up. Stop being led by your eyes, but being led by your spiritual ears and your spiritual eyes. Remember that prayer that Elisha laid hands on his servant and said, Father, what? Open his eyes. Why, Lord? So he can see. Lord, open his eyes. I am praying over about 300 of you tonight, that an unusual grace to see what's going on in your family, in the life of your children, in the life of your finances, your business. I'm going to release anointing, and of course you're going to sow a seed, because that's what we do. We are giving people because we are blessed people, all right? And because we are blessed people, we don't have problems giving. I don't feel bad about it. I don't have, somebody asked one time, they said, am I paying for a prophecy? I told them, you can't afford a prophecy. You can't put a price tag on a word that's going to shift your destiny, shift your life, and shift your ministry. Amen. Shift you from one place into another. And I'm finding myself trusting God like never before, because if God doesn't do it, it's not going to get done. So my faith is out there. But I want to tell you all, pray in the Holy Ghost. Build yourself up. But I'm challenging probably about 300 of you. And again, we're praying in the morning at 6 o'clock. And you need to get up and you need to tell everybody to be in prayer in the morning at 6 o'clock. When I tell y'all to tell your neighbors and tell your friends, that's not just church jargon. I mean that. It is the prayer. It is the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. And you don't understand that one can chase 1,000, but two can chase 10,000. I don't mean this arrogantly, but I believe that if the church prays in Tampa, amen, we can go down there and stop things. Amen. I believe that wholeheartedly. So I want us to become acquainted with prayer, spending time with Him, praying in the Holy Ghost every day for at least an hour, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes at night, 15 minutes in the day, all right? Giving yourself to prayer, giving yourself to intercession. Amen. Don't eat until you pray. Make that a discipline. Father, I'm not going to eat until I spend my time with you. Lord, I don't get to eat until I pray, until I get in my word. All right? I think it's very, very important. Listening to Brother Womack, and I think it's very important what he said. He said, a lot of you want your way to be prosperous, but you won't meditate on the word. If you're going to see a fruit in your life, there must be a seed in your life. There is no fruit without seed. And the seed, according to Luke chapter 8, verse 11, is the word of God. And the Bible said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you're going to meditate in it day and night. How often are you in your word? I'm asking you right now, who's on this phone with me, how often are you in your word? How often do you watch TV? How often do you watch Netflix? Amen. How often do you watch Amazon Prime? Are you listening to me? I know I'm talking right. How often are you in your word? How much word are you in? Because if you meditate in the word day and night, you're not going to have too much time to be watching other stuff. So how often are you in your word? Do you give more time to your job than you do your word? Do you give more time to the other things of life than you do your word? All right? You reading the word of God cannot be a job for you. It can't be something that you do because I got to do it. When you fall in love with Him, you no longer read your word because you have to, you want to. Because that's God talking to you. Prayer is me talking to God. But me reading my Bible is God talking to me, all right? So I want you to get in your words, get in it, meditate in it. How often, Prophet Khan? Day and night, because only then, I mean, it's very clear, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and you shall have good success. Get in that word, read that word, take you scriptures, read them over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. If you believe in God for healing, what scripture are you standing on? If you believe in God for increase, what scripture are you standing on? All right. Are you meditating on that scripture? Because the first thing you got to do is plant it. But after you plant it, you got to water that scripture with the word of God. Amen. Everything, that's why God is so profound, because everything that's needed For your promise is in the word. So the seed is the word. The water is the word. See, everything is in the word. And it's just like a natural seed. Everything that that seed needs is inside of that seed. My God, in one seed are thousands of apples, are thousands of oranges, are thousands of grapes, all of us in one seed. So I want you to give yourself to prayer. You need to sit down. Get a hold of your life. Amen. You're getting ready to come into the 10th month. 10 is the number of holes, the number of complete. All right? 10. You got 10 fingers. You got 10 toes. The 10 commandments. All right? It's the number of wholeness. That's right. That's right. Sister Joy brought something to my attention that I had never noticed. You know, I always talked about how there are 613 commandments. And if you add 6 plus 1 plus 3, that's 10. Isn't that something? So, you know, just profound. But 10 is the number of whole. All of the 613 was supposed to be all grasped in the 10. That's wholeness. But I just want you to know that God is an intentional God. And you need insight. You need revelation. And you need to know what's happening. You need to see what's getting ready to manifest. And I'm going to pray that over 300 of you tonight. That's right. 300 of you are going to sow a seed of $21.11. And you're going to do it now. And in about two minutes and 11 seconds, I'm going to pray over your eyes. I'm going to pray over your ears. Amen. I'm going to pray for you to have unusual insight and unusual discernment of what's happening, of what's going on. Now, I want you right now, while that anointing is flowing, to sow that seed of $21.11. That's a dollar sign, PBCJR. That's right. That's dollar sign, PBCJR. You can go to briancarn.com if you can't do it there. Or, amen, you can saw it on the app, whatever you want to do. But I'm going to challenge 300 of you right now to sow a seed of $21.11. 300 of you to sow $21.11. I'm going to pray over your eyes. I'm praying over your ears. Amen. I'm praying that you would tap into another level of discernment. I'm going to pray that over your life in the next a minute and a half. That's 300 of you doing. There are 5 of you. Amen. That's going to give $121.11. It's 5 of you that's going to do that. Amen. Amen. It's nobody, but there's 5 of you that say, you know what, Prophet Khan, I want to give $121.11. Somebody may want to give $521.11. Somebody may want to give $1,021.11. But I want 300 of you and 5 of you specifically. There are 300 of you giving $21.11, and there are 5 of you giving $121.11. And you know, the Lord spoke to me and told me to challenge KCC for New Year's, to sanctify your year. Every one of you, I'm going to say it every time I get up. Matter of fact, I'm going to challenge Sister Joy and to remind me, because a lot of times I forget, but I've been challenged by the Lord to challenge everybody for New Year's to sow a seed of $2,023 and to sanctify your year and to sanctify your weeks with a $52 seed. That'll be in January for watch night, but that's what the Lord said. As a matter of fact, all of you who sow that seed, you know, we'll make sure you get that book for what's coming to America. And the reason you need to know what's coming to America is so you know how to invest, you know where to get real estate, where to get land, what cities are going to be prosperous, what cities are going to do well. You understand? These are things that you need to know. So I want you praying in the spirit. I'm getting ready to pray. You might want to get that seed in the ground. Probably got about 30 more seconds, but you might want to go ahead and get that seed in the ground. because I'm getting ready to pray for you. I'm praying that your eyes come open. Hey, my Sunday. That's right. I'm praying that your eyes would come open like never before. So, and right now, for the next 10 seconds, can we pray in the Holy Ghost? Kola bandala basitela mandala koya. Ni nele mendele beke tolo mondelikia. Inanamansi kelele mandala kosha. Jabi bibi anzala mondolo loboko taya. Ye ta didi andara bakasa. Ilele bebe shetele bondolo boku dala mandala labasa. E manda bako bondolo bo sikiri di andele me. Yende rebesha. Anjamaki salamondo. Roboko shele me. Indala mandele beke tololo labonda labasa. E laba kasha. Ilabakasha talamandala bokutai. Yentanini mi andele bekeso. Ulalalala bandale bekorobo shikamoni. Minuli andele befele dos. Ula mankala dilasala. Zalabasha tolobose. E bashandele be. Menono mosi ki antaladaya. Andalamo kusandele be. E la baba kashanda la bohuta. E baba shaba di bi andara boko. Karabande le be soto le mandia. Menono mosiki le andele be. Me vada la banda la kozale ishte le manda. Open your mouth and pray in the Holy Ghost. Kodobosha. Come on, lay hands on your eyes and lay hands on your ears. Kalabashata. You might have to put your phone down, put it on mute. Amen. Put your phone down and put it on speakerphone. But lay hands on your eyes and lay hands on your ears. Kalabakosha. Lebronda la banda leboso. Roboko solomonde. Meleve klesta la manta la kia. Inuni miande lebe klesta la bokosha. Braka da la manda le kilomondo. Minono mozika. Ay, 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 ay. Halabashande. E bashike. Yenta la manda la ko. Robokusha la bandele be. Kia la banda la basaya. Ye tabash shakaba. Shakabanda bakosha. Jenke bebe bekeshta. Lebrondo lolobo sita la maya. Menandele bekebondo la kosa. E la babashata la banda. E basikabo, menka la banda la bassa, e la bashaka la lamando, robo sotole le mande di alabandia. E la bassa, spring up, alababosha, spring up a whale, halabanda le becco la manda le bale di bibi anze, le brostule bi anfala di clay, licatuna, nicatuni mi ankala, obia, obiandaraba, abi eledesh, ele deleke. Enkele, klestelele, antala klustele mi anfala diznia, dizni anzana mo ushna, efedele klesta, la kanzana, la zuli an yele teleste, ala panka puli bi ampele delele, ulala vanda la koba, brabala la mondolo lo bobosha, ide di andele me, mendele li andala ma. La katala manda le ko brankele me la au stele estele en felegia angia la ale me ampala de kis ampala kis ni antanamo brandolo mo suni andele meshne Elimenesh ni antana no usnia, inuni mi anfala dos, robo solomo kuyantalama, ye bakalapa, benkele, brenkalala mosaya. Father, you said that what I speak, you'd back it up. I command their eyes to be open. I command their eyes to be open. I command their eyes to be open. And I command their ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Ears be open. Ephatha. Alabashata. Ephatha. 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 Basha. Be open. Ilalababasha. Be open. Urorobosha. Be open. Ilamandalebeketalamandalakosha. Be open. Undelelebe alabandalebakashandalebohoya. Be open. Oba. Oba. Eba. Aba baba yaya. Be open. Tikalabandalebosha. In the name of Jesus. Ibe shebe. Iba baba 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 shaba. Be open in the name of Jesus. And it is so. I look to see you in prayer in the morning at 6 a.m. I don't want to be able to get on. I need the line jammed. In the morning, 6 a.m., let's get in prayer. All right? Let's call on the name of the Lord. It is the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous. Tomorrow night, I'm in Hampton, Virginia. It's going to be an awesome service. We believe in God for miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. We're believing God. God told us last night that we have what it takes to go to that next level. I want you to meet me. Hey, Basha. Amen. Let's trust God. Let's touch heaven. Let's believe God for the miraculous, you know. If God don't do it, it's not going to get done. So let's get in prayer. And again, I look to see you in prayer in the morning at 6 a.m. We're calling on the name of the Lord at 6 a.m. And then when we get done, I have to get ready to go to Hampton, Virginia. And then Saturday, I've already purchased my flight, Houston, to go to Houston on Saturday. Amen. And then we're back, amen, in Jacksonville. I want to make an appeal to the church, all the churches on Saturday and Sunday. So all of the members of KCC, everybody who is a member, need to tune in. I want to make an appeal to you that I believe that the Lord has challenged us to do. I love you so much. I'm praying for you. I'm excited about your future and grateful for what God's getting ready to take you. I look forward to praying with you in the morning at 6 o'clock. You are blessed. More grace.